some extra ones is not something that he or she can live without.
那现在呢，你发现他有这个需要了。
Now you realize that he or she have such a need.
你可以说呢，其实这个文化上面有一个意思，就是原来这个人一直都是这样子，现在你发现了。
In another word is this person have been in such a condition, and you realize that.
那么你有什么反应呢
？So what would you react？
这个挂名的基督徒呢，他的反应呢是这样子。
So a Christian by name would respond in such a manner.
他说：“平平安安的去吧。”
Go in peace.
那这个是犹太人呢，跟人家说再见了。
So this is
的时候讲的话。
So this is how the Jews tell someone when they want to say goodbye.
但是大概这个人呢，怕别人批评他，他见死不救。
But perhaps this person is afraid of criticism for not helping.
所以呢，他就加一句祷告。
So therefore, he added another word.
他说：“愿你穿得暖，吃得饱。”
And he say, "Keep warm and well fed."
那对于这个挂名的基督徒来说呢，他是说：“我相信神会帮你啊。”
So for these Christian by name, what he was trying to say is, I believe God will help you."
但是他自己却不给他们身体所需用的。
But he does nothing about their physical needs to help.
雅各问：“这样子的信有什么好处？”
So James asks, "What good is it for such kind of faith?"
弟兄姐妹，很多时候可能你在教会里面有人跟你分享他的需要。
So brothers and sisters, many times you might have someone who talk to you about their needs in the church.
那么我们唯一的反应就是说，我为你祷告啊。
So and our only response is, "Let me pray for you."
但是呢，雅各说。这些只有宗教的俗语的基督徒，但是他见到人家有需要不去救他们的时候，这样子的信有什么用
？So James say that these Christians who are full of terms terminology in their mouth. So what good is it for such kind of faith that they are holding？
十七节讲到，这样信心没有行为就是死。
In verse 17。James said that such a faith is dead.
他的意思就是说，这个信是假的。
So he is saying that these faith are all fake.
不能带给你永生。
It cannot bring you the eternal life.
因为一个真正的信心呢，加拉太书五章六节呢，形容为是一个生发仁爱的信心。
Because a true faith, like it say in Galatians 5:6.Talk about that it will express itself through love.
不是只有金钱的一个外貌，没有金钱的。
It is not something with a sincere appearance, but you also have a sincere inner quality.
真正的信心呢，应该是会改变信耶稣的人的。
Because a true faith is something that will change a person.
就是说呢，你会爱人如己。
For example, you will love one another like how you love yourself.
你会怜悯别人。
And you will have compassion to the others.
我认识一个已经退休的牧师，他的名字叫 Vernon Olson.
And I knew someone that who is a pastor. His name is Vernon Olson.
我认识他的时候呢，他已经70岁了。
So he was at his 70 some years old when I met him.
他我知道我每次见到他的时候呢，他总是腰酸背痛的。
So as always every time when I see him, he has back pain, he has arthritis or some kind of those problems.
所以呢，他有一次告诉我为什么他会这样子。
So and one time he told me about what happened.
他做了一个，其实他曾经做了一个 hip replacement， 就是这个髋关节的手术。
So he had a hip replacement surgery before.
那么呢，做完以后呢，反而一直的很痛。
So, but after the surgery, he continued to have pain.
后来医生就发觉了，原来他把这个金属的部分呢，倒过来放错了。
So what happened was the doctor made a mistake by placing the metal object in the wrong way in the hip replacement surgery. So he has to redo that surgery.
其实这个医生说,
and the doctor actually talked to him and said that actually you have the choice to sue me.
但是呢,这个牧师他就是很有怜悯的心,他就饶恕这个医生。
But this pastor, he has such a full, he is full of compassion, and he chooses to forgive the doctor.
一个真正信神的人,他是有神的生命在他里面。
A person who believes in God truly, he will have the same life of God in him.
神怎么怜悯别人,我们也会怎么怜悯。
So how God has compassion to the others, we will have the same compassion to the others as well.
这个信心会让我们去饶恕这些不值得我们,
and such a faith will help us to forgive for those that who are not worthy to our love.
但是如果你的信只是挂在口头上面的时候,这个信不会改变你的生命。
But if this faith is only a talk about faith that is only bearing on your mouth, it will not change you.
自然你就不会有仁爱的表现。
And naturally, you will not have that manifestation coming out of you.
有人可能不同意雅各在第二章的讲法。
And some people might not fully agree about what James said in the chapter 2.
因为圣经明明的说,人若口里承认, 认耶稣为主, 心里相信神叫他从死里复活, 就必得救。
Isn't the Bible say that if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved?
所以为什么我不能够做一个你可以说信心派的基督徒,你是做一个行为派的基督徒?
So why can't we be someone that who is under the group that uphold faith only and the other group who is only have actions?
这个就是18节里面的意思。
So this is what it described in verse 18.
好像呢,教会里面呢,有两个,两派人。
So this is like a church who has separated in two groups of people.
有一派人就强调相信,有一派人就强调信。
So there's one group that who is upholding the faith and the other group who is upholding the actions.
为什么这两派人不能都得到这个永生呢?
So why can't these two groups of people receive eternal life?
这个呢就是雅各讨论的第二种信心的人。
So this is what James wants to talk about for the second group of the second type of faith.
我叫这一类的人呢,就是头脑上面的相信。
And I call this an intellectual faith.
这一派的人呢,他的特点呢,就是他很清楚圣经里面的教义。
So for one key characteristic of these people that they are very familiar about the teaching in the Bible.
你问他福音的内容,他可能呢,很清楚的可以把这个教义 告诉你,解释给你听。
So when you ask him things in gospel, he can tell you and explain to you in details.
但是呢,雅各是告诉我们,你对这个福音很清楚了解,不代表你就是一个得救的人。
But James wants to tell us that if you even understand the gospel so well and you can tell so clearly, it doesn't mean that you have received the salvation.
人必须要清楚他相信什么,还可能得救。
For one, have to understand and know what he believes in it, then he will be saved.
要不然呢,他只是迷信。
Otherwise, he is just being superstitious.
但是如果你的相信只停留在你的事实上面呢,只是这个是你还没得救。
So if your faith is only staying at the stage on your intellectual, so it doesn't mean that you have already received the salvation.
所以雅各就挑战这些人。
So James challenged these people.
他问他们,你能够证明你的信心存在吗?
So he asked them, can you prove the existence of your faith?
你将你没有行为的信心指给我看, 指着我的行为，将我的信心指给你看。
So show me your faith without deeds, and I'll show you my faith by my deeds.
他的意思就是，你不能去证明你所谓的信心，但是呢，我可以通过我的行为去证明我你看不见的信心。
So what he was trying to tell is, you cannot show me, your faith that which is without a good deeds, but I can by my deeds show you my faith.
他的意思是说，真正的信心必定带来行为的。
That's why he was trying to say that the true faith will bring the deeds.
我是很喜欢看纪录片的人，有谁喜欢看这些 documentary?
And I love to watch documentary. Is any of you who like to watch documentary?
我有一次看 PBS 讲一个有关鲨鱼的一个纪录片。
So for at once, I watched a documentary about shark.
一个科学家呢，他发现一个事情。
So the scientist discovered something.
他说呢，这些鲨鱼呢，他会去吃这些企鹅。
So the shark eats penguin.
Okay, 所以呢，他就一直在这个海里面追这些企鹅了。
So he is chasing and pursuing the penguins under the water.
当然有一些企鹅他是吃掉啊。
Well, of course, he ate some.
但是有一些企鹅呢，它呢却可以徒离开这个鲨鱼。
But some penguin managed to escape the pursuit.
你知道它方法是怎么样
？Do you know what it did?
就是呢，这个鲨鱼快要把它吃下来的时候呢，这个企鹅用它的嘴巴躲躲这个鲨鱼的鼻子，那么这条鲨鱼就会跑掉哦。这是 great white shark， 我这是大白鲨的这么大的鲨鱼。
But what I've seen is a little penguin. He will just simply tap the nose tip of the shark, and these are the great white shark. So and the great white will just swim away.
所以他有一个理论。
So he had this theory.
他的理论就是，如果你能够，比方说你打一打这个鲨鱼的背子的时候，这个鲨鱼就会跑开，不会咬你了。
So his hypothesis is, if the shark is being hit by the nose tip, and the shark will swim away.
那他是完全相信他的理论了。
And he's perfectly believe in his finding.
你知道为什么我知道啊
？Do you know why I know that?
因为呢，他就叫他的学生跟他一起。
Because he brought his group of students with him.
到水底里面。
They went under the water.
围一个圈。
And the and the form a circle.
每一人派一条两尺长的棍子。
And everyone is given a 2 feet long, stick.
那么有人呢就把这些水啊肉倒在他们这个圈里面。
And somebody will pour the pour down the bloods and the meats in the middle of the circle.
那么海里面的鲨鱼呢就围着它团团的在转了。
So the sharks and the ocean were just circling around them.
那么有一些鲨鱼就要跑进来去咬它们的嘛。
And some shark would want to come in and so that they attack the human.
那么他就拿这个棍子，咚，那鲨鱼就跑掉了。
So what they did is that they used a stick to hit the shark nose and the shark swim away.
那么就咚咚咚咚咚，那么这些鲨鱼就跑掉了。
So they just simply tap the stick on the nose of the shark and these shark just swim away.
你相不相信啊
？So would you believe now,
David? 你相不相信
？David, do you believe?
有没有人相信啊
？So anyone believe?
Okay, Andy, 你相信
？So Andy believes.
那我怎么知道 Andy 会相信呢
？So how can I know Andy truly believe?
就是有一天我把他丢在水里面。
So as one day I would.Put him down in the water.
那么他拿一个棍子，咚一声，那么我就相信了。
So not until I see him bring a stick and tap on the nose of the shark, then I believe him.
真正的相信一定带来行为的表现。
For a true belief, a true faith will definitely bring actions.
如果你没有这个行为的表现的时候，大概其实你就，只是你的相信只是停留在你的脑袋里面。
If you do not manifest by action, then these faith only remain in your mind.
这个雅各说，还是一个死的信心。
And like James said, that this is still a dead faith.
19节里面呢, 他讲到, 他说, 你信神只有一位。
So in verse 19 it said, you believe there is one God.
一个呢是基督教正统的信仰。
So this is the original teaching in Christianity.
这个又是犹太人呢，当他教他们宗教里面呢，第一句教他们的就是这句话。
So this is also what the Jews learn in their belief for the very first thing.
所以呢，他的意思就是，这个是一个完全正确的一个有关我们的信仰的认识。
So this is a correct and the true understanding about our belief.
但是雅各就提醒我们,
But James wants to remind us,
你信得不错, 鬼魔也信, 这是但经。
So, but James reminds us, even the demons have the right understanding to God. So, yep.
所以呢, 你会发觉, 如果你看福音书的时候呢, 当耶稣赶鬼的时候，鬼都能够讲出来，耶稣是神的儿子。
So for one, what James said, even the demons believe that and shudder, like Jesus cast out demons, and these demons know that Jesus is the Son of God.
所以鬼魔也有这个头脑上面的有关这个信仰的认识。And
the demons have the same understanding, in our belief.
他还有一个更进步的。 他还会因为这个认识里面呢，他会惧怕，他会战争惊。
But for one thing, they are better than us. They shudder in fear.
这个字，其实这个字的意思呢，就是你的毛孔都竖起来了。
So what the shudder mean is like you're having a goosebump.
但是呢，怎样子的相信？他说，如果没有带来改变的时候。
But however, even with such a belief, but if it doesn't bring changes to you, it doesn't change the demon as well.
这个，你看这些鬼魔，他还是对抗神，还是呢，所以呢，他们将来还是要面对神的审判。So
like all we know that the demons continue to go against God, and they will see the judgment of God at the end of the day.
所以。 雅各告诉我们，一个真正的信心不单只是一个正确的对福音的了解。So
a faith is not something with just a correct understanding to the gospel.
不单只你是同意这个福音的道理。It
is not about you agreeing to the truth.
甚至不单只呢，你对这个福音呢有一个感情上面的反应。
And it doesn't even include your emotional response to the gospel.
有些人说啊，我来了教会呢，觉得耶稣很爱我啊。So
for example, some people when they come to church, they say that I feel that Jesus loves me.
而且他说啊，福音真是带给我平安呢。Or
for example, they say that the peace that bring along with gospel to me.
但是呢，雅各说，如果你的信心不带出行为的时候呢。
But James told us that for a faith that do not bring these, it is a dead faith.
所以最后他就解释，那么怎么样的信才能救人呢？
So what is the faith that can save us?
这个就是与行为并行的信。
So that is a faith that bring along work.
雅各用了两个旧约的例子去解释。
So James used two examples from the Old Testament to describe this.
第一个呢，就是亚伯拉罕。The
first one is Father Abraham.
亚伯拉罕呢，他谈到了21节，我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把他儿子以撒献在坛上，岂不是应行为称义吗？
So, what the scriptures say that Abraham believed the Lord and he credited it to him as righteousness.
那这个呢？为什么雅各会说亚伯拉罕是在献他儿子的时候才称为义呢？
So, but why did James say that Abraham is only credited is only considered righteous for what he did only when he offered his son Isaac on the altar.
因为我们知道了亚伯拉罕献以撒的事情是在创世纪二十二章。
As we know that the sacrifice of Isaac happened in Genesis chapter 22.
但是呢，神称亚伯拉罕为义的时候是在十五章，就是在三十年前呢，神已经称亚伯拉罕为义。
But in Genesis 15 already recorded that Abraham believed in God and God credited it to him as righteousness. It's like a 30 years different.
所以为什么雅各会这样子讲呢？
So, but why did James say so?
原因就是呢，雅各用称义的意思呢，在雅各书里面呢，不是好像保罗的用法，就是算他为义的意思。
So, what James is trying to say is that consider righteous, like in the verse 21, is not the same meaning as credited to him as righteous.
他的意思呢是，他用称义的意思呢是。证明他的义的意思 ，vindicate。
So what happened to this righteousness is it is vindicated, it vindicate or justify his righteousness.
你可以这样子想
，you can think like this.
神在创世纪十五章的时候呢，他就说，亚伯拉罕，你信我，我就称你为义。
So you can say like this, in chapter 15, what happened is Abraham, God told Abraham, you believe in me and I will consider you righteous.
但是呢，你可以说，我怎么知道亚伯拉罕的信呢？不是一个挂名的信呢？
But how do I know that if Abraham have just a talk only faith?
我怎么知道呢？他的信是一个只停留在 intellectual 脑袋上面的信呢？
So how do I know that his faith is just an intellectual faith?
那么呢，过了三十年后，到二十二章的时候，当他献他的儿子的时候，我们就证明亚伯拉罕的信是一个有带来行为的一个信。
So after 30 years, when we see Abraham obey and to give his son to God, then we realize and we witness his faith.
这个呢，其实圣经解释亚伯拉罕是相信呢，神能够把这个把他的儿子，虽然他如果他。杀死他，但是神能够把他从死里面复活过来。
So what happened is Abraham had the belief that God will raise Isaac from the dead.
二十三节呢就讲到了，二十三节里面呢，他就讲到，亚伯拉罕信神，就算为他的义，他又得了称为神的朋友。
In verse 23, so for such a faith that is consistent with action, so and this faith credited Abraham of his righteousness, and he was called God's friend.
我想最后提出一点呢。
So I would like to point out one thing.
雅各所讲的能够救我们的信心呢，不是一个。你又要做好人，又要信耶稣，这样子你才得救。他不是这个意思。
So James is not trying to say that you have to believe in Jesus, and then at the same time you have to do good things, good deeds, good conduct in order to qualify for salvation.
你从雅各第二个例子里面呢，你就看见他不是这个意思。
And you can see that from the second example that James tells you here that he was not trying to say that.
第二个例子呢，他是讲到一个重要的人物，是一个妓女，拉合。
So the second example is a prostitute whose name was Rahab.
那从任何一个角度来看呢，你都不会说的，拉合是一个有好行为好德的一个人，品德的一个人。
So in any aspect, Rahab was not someone with high regards in manners and conduct.
但是因为他相信神的时候呢，他就接待以色列派来的探子。
But because when she believed in God, she gave the lodging to the spies from the Israel.
是因为他里面的信心让拉合呢，他。愿意去帮助这些以色列人呢去逃走。
So it was because of her faith that in her heart that she helped the spies to escape the city.
一个呢,
so this is the relation of faith and deeds.
信心是这个原因,
the faith is the cause.
行为呢,是这个结果,
and the faith and the deeds is the fruit.
当你有一个真正的信心的时候呢,你会带来一个行为的结果。
When you have the true faith, it will bring the result as the deeds.
26节呢是雅各的总结。
And verse 26 is a conclusion of James.
他说呢,身体没有灵魂,是死。
As a body without a spirit, it's dead.
灵魂这个字呢,也可以翻译成为复习。
And the spirit can also be interpreted as the breath.
那么它意思就是,若一个身体没有复习的时候,你就知道它是死。
So for a body without breathing, so we know that it is dead.
同样,当信心没有行为的时候,你也知道这个是一个死。
So in the same way, if a faith without deeds, you know that it is a dead faith.
雅各提醒我们,真正的信心呢,第一, 它是能够产生行为的。
So James reminds us, for a true faith, the first thing that it is a faith that will bring action.
信是人得救的原因。
So faith is the reason of the salvation.
行为呢,是一个人信主以后的结果。
So, and the actions, the good deeds, is a result after one believes in Jesus.
但是当雅各讲到这些行为的时候呢,不是任何行为都是行为哦。So,
of course, what James, when he talked about the deeds, is not every deeds is considered.
他是讲到,特别是讲到这些爱人的,爱人如己的,他觉得这些是定性的一个表现的行为。
So what he talked about is a good deed, such as loving others like how you love yourself and having compassion to the others.
还有就是呢,他信靠神的一些表现。So
and also certain deeds and the manifestation of how he trusts the Lord.
有的时候呢,这些行为呢,是马上见到的。
And sometimes these actions manifest right away.
就好像拉合一样,
such as Rahab.
有些行为呢,有些人呢,他是经过很长的时间,好像亚伯拉罕,30年后呢,你才见到的。
And to some people it takes a long time, such as Abraham, it takes 30 years to witness his faith.
但是无论如何,真正的信心必定带来行为。
But no matter what, the true faith will definitely bring deeds.
人的生命必定被改变。
And the man's life will definitely be changed.
如果你回顾你的人生的时候,你发觉你信了耶稣的时候,你的确在爱心上面,信靠神上面有改变的时候,那么我恭喜你,你就是过了关了。So
as you reflect your life and you remember the moment when you believe in Jesus, and if you see changes of your heart, of your compassion, of your love to people, I would like to congratulate you because you have passed the test.
你的信能够救你。
Your faith will save you.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.